bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Somebody that might know about this is Adam Carr. He is our resident sophologist. For a bit of an election wrap up
something.
Adam, welcome to Saturday Magazine again.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. What's your view? How has this all unfolded in the last week?
And you know, the plebiscite issue and everything.
Well, the counting's still not over. We have one seat in the House of Representatives still not decided. That's Herbert, where the Liberals are ahead by 12 votes this morning. There'll be a recount in that seat. The Senate is going to take probably another couple of weeks, but we know in general terms the outline of the Senate, which is that nobody will have control and everything will have to be negotiated with Darren Hinch and Nick Xenophon and
Jackie Labby. Seriously,
Jackie Labby. So it's going to be a big mess.
Adam, it seems
farcical.
It's
going to be a circus, actually, isn't it? It's a circus.
Yeah, but hang on, don't forget, all these people were elected.
They have
just as much right to be in that parliament as Bill Shorten or correct. Michael Danby or Malcolm Turner. It doesn't matter.
He's getting cross with us, Adam, not you. It seems farcical that several weeks after the election, votes are still being counted. Surely we are going to get to a point in this term of government where we will see some moves made to electronic voting.
Well, a couple of points about that. One of the reasons Australian election counts are so slow is because we have very generous provisions for postal voting and absent voting, which many countries don't have, and that allows many more people to vote who are away from home or unable to get to a polling station or whatever than is the case in some countries. I think that's a good thing. The second point is that after the disaster at the last election, you all remember, where the whole Western Australian Senate election had to be staged again at great cost because they lost 1,500 ballot papers, they've been exceptionally careful this time to keep control of every stage of the count, and that's made it slower to avoid things like that happening again. As for electronic voting, it has been used successfully in some places. In some states in the US now, they have all postal elections where all the votes are cast by post. Now, that's an alternative. The problem with electronic voting is that people fear that any electronic system can be hacked, and we've seen plenty of examples of that. It's possible to have electronic counting so that people still cast their votes with a pencil, but all the ballot papers are electronically scanned and tabulated without having to be sorted by hand. That's certainly a possibility that the AUC, I think, is going to look into.
It just seems that we can move hundreds of millions of dollars from one side of the world to the other in no much more than a sneeze, and yet we can't run an election. We've got this archaic system we've probably been using since 1930s.
I have to disagree with that. Australian elections are very well run, but the reason the count is slow is firstly because we use paper ballots, and there's a good reason why we do that, because paper ballots can't be hacked. And secondly, because we allow very generous provisions for postal voting. Postal votes only closed yesterday, the deadline for the receipt of postal votes.
But they had to be posted by 6 p.m.
Yeah,
on election day, though, didn't
they?
If they were posted from Greenland, it may take them a fortnight to get here.
Yeah.
So we allow Australians who are living in Greenland to vote, whereas in many countries, if you're an outside the country on the day of the election, you lose your vote. Mm.
I think the issue, though, Adam, is not so much the system, but rather why does it take so long to actually count, and why can't we actually put on extra teams overnight?
No, because all the votes haven't been received.
Because that's not the point. The point is not a shortage of labour. The point is the length of time that we allow for voters to arrive.
Okay.
No one needs to know the results of elections straight away. The return of writs is not till next month sometime. In some countries, no one knows anything about the election result. All the results are announced a fortnight later, all at one go. We have a system that's very transparent. We can see the count being conducted. We can see every vote reported as it is counted. We get a daily or an hourly update at the AEC website, and there are party scrutineers watching the count, which is another reason the count is slow, is because all the parties have representatives in the polling places, and they are able to object to any vote that they think has been wrongly counted, and that all takes time.
Yep. And Adam, just to move the subject a little bit on, this has been quite a unique election in that we've had a record number of openly gay and lesbian members of parliament elected.
Yes, indeed.
So is that seven in total, right across all parties?
Yes, seven in total. Four gay men in the House of Representatives, three Liberal, one Labor, and in the Senate, two lesbians and one gay man, two Labor and one Liberal. So seven in all. Senator Robert Sims, the Green from South Australia, lost his seat. So we lost one there. Well, gays and lesbians as an entity lost one
yes,
there.
Yes, yes.
And neither of the gay candidates won Higgins. So it's not quite as many as it might have been, but it's still, when you consider 20 or 30 years ago, it would have been considered extraordinary for there to be one. And now suddenly there's seven. It's and from both sides of politics, it's quite extraordinary.
And four from the Liberal Party and three from the Labor Party in total.
Yes, that's right.
That in itself is quite significant, isn't it?
Well, the four from the Liberal, so Zimmerman in North Sydney,
Tim Wilson,
the guy in Brisbane who took the seat of Brisbane,
yes,
and Trevor Evans and Senator Dean Smith,
correct? Yeah.
Who's been very low profile in the Senate. And you will remember I asked Tim Wilson on election night why the four of them don't go and see Malcolm Turnbull and try to have this stupid plebiscite called off, and he said, no, well, it's government policy and we're stuck with it. Well,
That's an easy line, of course, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's true now that the government has gone to an election on that policy and has been re-elected. So we are stuck with the plebiscite.
And would you suggest that with the underwhelming majority that they have, that there's been a lot of talk this week about it's a mandate? I would suggest that they've barely scraped across the line, so it's hardly a mandate for any of their policies.
Well, mandates are very subjective word. they will have either 76 or 77 seats in the House, which means they have a majority, which means they have the right to govern. Whether they will poll 50% of the two-party vote, it's extremely close at the moment. We don't know exactly how that will finish up. But the two-party vote is not what decides elections in Australia. What decides elections is how many seats you win. And so the coalition have a majority. Now, of course, we know that there are quite a lot of people in the Parliamentary Liberal Party who don't want Malcolm Turnbull to be their leader, and I think they will have trouble down the track over policy issues like marriage equality. You know, we already see Senator Abetz saying the plebiscite should be put off to some distant point in the future.
Senator Abetz should be put off. Hey, Adam, it's been a very long, long journey for you and us together. We're really grateful for what you've given us for the last 10 and a half weeks.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been fantastic, and we'll no doubt talk to you probably in about 12 months and we'll go back to the polls to elect yet another government.
That's certainly a possibility, yes. Well, I'm happy to do so.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. That's Adam Carr.
Thanks a lot, Adam. Have a great day.
Election, a lover of it, all things election. And I think that we've been very blessed to have Adam as part of our team for the last 10 weeks. So good on you, Adam.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.